Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called The Pharisee and a Tax Collector, Humility in Leadership. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But in Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. And I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher, flawed and messy like anyone else, trying to let God work through me. Because Monday is coming, and before we jump into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are. And we walk into this week anchored. Before we dive into today's story, I want to pause and share three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is moments of reflection, those times when you pause and honestly look at yourself and grow from it. The second thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for people who keep me grounded, the ones who help me stay humble and help me stay real. The third thing that I'm thankful for is growth over perfection, the reminder that I don't have to have everything figured out. I just need to keep getting better. All right, well, let's jump into it. Our story today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Jesus tells this parable to people who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on others. And he paints a picture. Two men go up to the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee. The other is a tax collector. Now that contrast matters. Pharisees were known as religious leaders, respected, disciplined, outwardly righteous. Tax collectors were seen as dishonest, greedy, and untrustworthy. So right away, the audience would assume that, hey, the Pharisee is the good one, right? And the tax collector is the bad one. But Jesus flips that expectation, y'all. He does. He flips it. The Pharisee stands by himself and prays. God, I thank you that I am not like the other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Listen to that carefully. He's not really talking to God. He's talking about himself. He's comparing. He's elevating himself by lowering someone else. Then the tax collector steps forward, but he stands at a distance. He won't even look up to heaven. Instead, He beats his chest and says, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's it. No list, no comparison, just honesty. Just humility, y'all. And Jesus says something surprising here. He says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. And then he says the line that defines the whole story. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So this story is not about behavior alone. It's about heart. It's about the heart, y'all. The Pharisee looked right on the outside, but inside he was full of comparison, pride, and self-reliance. The tax collector looked wrong on the outside, but inside he was honest, humble, and dependent on God. Jesus isn't impressed by appearance. He's looking at posture, heart posture, y'all. He is. So as I reflect on this and reflect on this for educators here, this one hits in a different way for teachers, because it's not about what we do in the classroom. It's about what's going on inside us. It's easy in education to compare my classroom versus theirs, my students versus theirs, my results versus theirs, my experience versus theirs. And without even realizing it, we can drift into comparison, judgment, or pride, or even the opposite, feeling not good enough. This story pulls us back. It reminds us to stay humble, to stay grounded, y'all, to stay honest. And so what's the practical classroom application here? What does this look like for a teacher? It really means focusing on your own growth instead of comparison, leading with humility, being honest about your struggles, staying grounded in why you teach. You don't need to prove yourself. You don't need to compare yourself. You just need to stay real, because humility creates space for growth, and it creates a classroom culture where students feel safe to grow too. So as I do a reflective closing here, the Pharisee had all the right actions, but the wrong posture. The tax collector had the right posture, and that made all the difference, y'all. As teachers, it's not just about what we do, it's about how we carry ourselves while we do it. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me stay humble in my work, and help all of us, the funky teachers listening, focus on growth instead of comparison. When pride creeps in, ground us. When insecurity shows up, steady us. Help us lead with humility, honesty, and grace. And remind us that you care more about our hearts than our performance. Amen. Well, as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah.